Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Sound.
Help you and guide you to the happy place that you are searching for in your life.
And I will be reading that letter on a little bit later on in the show. I'm going to just play some relaxing music. People don't realize that a little meditation, you know, sometimes you don't need music with words. Sometimes you need instrumental music. But I think it's very important that people engage into mental management, which will be something that's talked about in my book, God's Inner Peace. And it's officially going to be out relatively soon. I know I keep saying that, but it's a difficult time when you're trying to be a publisher and publish everything properly and take all the proper steps and making sure you get a distribution when you're doing it solely on your own, not just self-publishing, but doing it under your own company's name. My company name is Michael Michelle Publishing, and I am very happy to announce that my first release under my own company name is just around the corner. So I am going to keep everybody abreast of that date and that time. And when I say just around the corner, it literally is. So I am really thanking God, because it's always a wonderful feeling when you're accomplishing something that you set out to do. No matter if you know, I've been telling people it's coming out, and sometimes people lose faith when you say, you know, something's going to happen and don't happen right away. But things happen, but you've got to move on. For the bottom line is that it's going to happen, and the proof will be in the pudding, you know, once we have that produced product. So I'm just excited this morning to be here on Morning Inspirations and Candid Conversations. I am going to play some relaxing music. Something that we are so far removed from is engaging in mental management. Because if we don't learn to preserve our own minds and hearts, it's very difficult to allow any positive energy into your life when you're harboring so many other things. And not knowing exactly how to rid yourself of those things that are distracting your success in your life, distracting, you know, your mental strength, your mental stamina. There are so many things that we are encountered with daily in our life that we don't realize, and we don't take the time to rid ourselves of those things. So this is what I've been talking about me doing this 30-day rewind, and it's going very well. I've realized some of the since December 1st, I've lost quite a few pounds, and I'm so excited for that. I'm not doing no special diet. I'm not eating the no carbs and all that low carbs or anything. I'm just controlling and managing what I eat and eating very moderately. But healthy. I have changed some things, but it's something that I designed for myself, which I call the 30-day rewind Sankofa, because I've looked over Sankofa, because it means to look back in your past to learn from that so you can move forward. And that's essentially what I've been doing. It's just been a wonderful ride, not being conditioned to just some system or program that designed for someone else. This is wonderful to implement your own program into your own life, because no one knows you better than yourself. So I am just going to play a little mental relaxation music for you. It's something that you have to get, it's an acquired taste and people have to get used to it, but it's something so much needed in our lives. So I'm going to play a little bit, and then I'm going to come back and read the letter that I received shortly here. Let's go with, this is by Paul Collier with Mental Relaxation. Thank you. All right, welcome back to the Morning Inspiration Candid Conversations with your host, Poetic Energy. That's a little bit longer, but I kind of wanted to get that, you know, atmosphere going with the relaxation. But we, you know, I only do a 45-minute show, but I wanted to get, I was trying to wait for a little bit more people to show up, but we must go on because I know people will catch it in the archives. And we have 27 more minutes remaining in the show. But I wanted to get an opportunity to first read a letter that I received from someone that listened in on the show as a guest. So you never know who's listening or who's watching, especially because is there a way of telling of who's in the chat room or listening in if they sign in as a guest. So I'm going to read this letter that I received from a listener. And it goes as follows. Dear Michelle, I have been listening on your show, and I am learning a lot about myself. I am learning that I am not sure what my purpose is. I heard you mention that you were a certified life coach, and I'm not sure what that means. But I was hoping that you could help me find my way to my purpose. Currently in my life, I have been only experiencing problem after problem with family and friends. In my heart, I want to live a better quality life, but every time I share my hopes with those around, they seem to shoot me down, and I become very discouraged. I am embarrassed as a 40-year-old woman to even admit that I am not doing well in my life. Sure, I have a great job, but it's only great because I am being paid, and it pays the bills. I really don't enjoy it, but I have been here for 15 years now. And with the way the economy is, I feel stuck because I need my job to survive. I am reaching out to you and hoping you can help me find my happy place so that I can do things other than going to work, church, and back home every day. I mean, my life is so boring, I don't even have a personal life. I don't want to continue down this road. I have enjoyed hearing you recite poetry, which I never realized I liked poetry until I listened to your show. I'm hoping that on your morning inspiration show that you can explain what a life coach does exactly, and also if you can give me some pointers that will lead me in a better quality of life, seeking a better life. I am so, you know, when I received that letter, I was just so touched with receiving something like that. You never know. Like I said in past times, that I just started the show because I feel like this is part of my purpose, is to encourage others and to be very honored. And, you know, several months ago last year, I thought to put my mailing address on my main page, not knowing that people would even take the time to look at that and respond in any kind of way. We had another show where someone sent in money to purchase one of our artists that sent in some of their music on our open mic show. They heard it and they wanted to purchase that particular CD. So, you know, I feel like it was in divine order for me to put my mailing address on the show page. But this is even more wonderful for someone to reach out to me. I didn't know that. You just never know whose life you're touching, and I feel like this is very much in divine order. This is a person that, you know, they signed seeking a better life, but they also signed their name. And you know, I will keep people's information private. But they were listening from Georgia. So this is wonderful. And I do want to attempt to answer the question of what a life coach is. Pretty much what a life coach is, we do a lot of things. Part of our career is, or our approach is, to helping people find, pretty much empowering people to find their happy place, find their purposes in life. Particularly on my website, I say, you know, I have a life coaching website. One of the things we do is that we work with people who have lost touch with themselves, aren't in the endless cycle of always giving to others. And this is this. Our listener actually is. It seems like she's dealing with a lot of this. I like to deal with single women also because, you know, I am a single woman. And so I like to, you know, help single women to find or engage in better quality relationships because a lot of times, you know, we just don't know and we find ourselves out of desperation to be with someone. We just allow so many people into our lives, and oftentimes they are the wrong people. And it doesn't mean because you're single that that you can't find the right person in your life, but everything has a time and a place to happen in your life. And it may be, you know, you may be 30, you may be 40, you know, it just, you just never know. But it, in the end, it's always the right time when you allow yourself to just wait and be patient for that person or that to enter into your life. Another thing that we kind of get people from, you know, saying, we have a little tagline, helping all people push past yield, meaning happy. I feel like that was just given, put into my spirit to have that tagline, is that I want to help anybody in any way that I can, male or female, finding their happy place. Because sometimes what life coaches are not, we are not counselors, we are not any of those things, because a counselor is really a person that deals with more on the past issues. We, life coaches, we deal with the here and now. And we try to, and what difference is that we focus more on present and future than the past. And our goals and behaviors, we tend to deal with your patterns and trying to find balance in your life. But, you know, in life coaching, you don't have to be certified. It's a field that anyone who feel that they have the expertise on something, they can, you know, become a life coach. But I chose to become certified, which you got to pay several thousand dollars for that. It's because credibility, you know, even though you teach people and you help people find their places, sometimes people need that validation that they are dealing with people who know what they're doing, know what they're talking about, and that's why I felt it was necessary for me to get certified and also become a part of associations, because that lets people know that you are very dedicated to what you are doing. And, you know, just to answer your question, you know, to expound a little bit more, you know, my purpose is to help others, guide people to see what that's already in them. You know, whether they want to be an author, whether they want to start a new business, you know, all of that encompasses me as a person because I've had my several businesses and I have businesses now. You know, I'm an author, poet. Those things are part of me, and a lot of us have so many talents. I noticed that she said in the letter that she didn't even know that she liked poetry until she heard, you know, some of the poetry that we've read on the show. And that's what a life coach does, help you find those places in your life where you don't even know you have talents or to find things that you didn't know you liked and utilize those things to help you live a better quality of life. You never know what in your life, you know, just the little things that you could do. If like I was mentioning before on another show, that your talents, people often don't know what their talents are, so they feel in the same old rhetoric, everyday, repetitive life of living their life in a certain way. Like she was saying here, that she goes to church, work, home, and that is just becomes a repetitive cycle in your life. So, you know, there you have not allowed anything else to come in, you know, to positively impact your life, and therefore you feel stuck and you can't see yourself even helping anyone else. But I do want to address the part where she said that family and friends do not support her in things that she wants to do. My advice to you, seeker of a better quality life, I would say to you, write down those things that you wish to do. You can't always, I know sometimes you just want to share it with someone, hoping that they will grasp onto your vision of things that you want to do. But as sad as it may sound, there are not always going to be people who are on board with you wanting to change your life for the better, including family and friends. And my advice is to you is to begin your own process. Don't do it for anyone else. Do it for yourself. Just get you a pad and a pen and begin down to write the things of what you think you may like. Now you can add poetry into that and into your little journal and begin to explore those different types of things. Explore, we have an open mic on every Thursday night here on the radio show at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So feel free to listen in on to that too, because if you feel like you have interest in poetry, you may be just an unfound poet. You never know. And sometimes it's just the little things that you can find out about yourself. You may not, you may be very eager to share those things with people around you, but sometimes it requires you to perhaps get connected with people who share the same common interests. It doesn't mean that, you know, I'm not going to tell anybody to get rid of their family or friends, because those are people that you know and who have known for probably, you know, a long time. It doesn't mean that, but sometimes you have to remove yourself from just the same old circle of people and allow yourself to engage with people who have the same like mind. And one of the ways to do that is to, you know, figure out what it is you like as far as, you know, start off with the poetry and find out if you you like to, maybe you like to maybe you like to write, maybe you like to crochet. I don't know what the, whatever those things are, you have to begin with yourself putting it down on paper what it is that you like and what do you think you might be interested in. And that's a good place to start, because you have to write it down first. That's just, that is the beginning steps of finding your purpose, is understanding what you like and what you don't like, and put it down on paper, and I'll be more than happy to talk with you, you know, outside of the show. You can email me your information at authormichellealfred@live.com. And, you know, I know that you're listening to the show. Otherwise, you would have sent in the letter. So even if you're not in the chat room today, just and you listening to the archives, please feel free to email me directly, and I'll be more than happy to, even free of charge, of course, to at least get you started on that path, because to me, again, that is part of my purpose, is helping other people to find their purpose. It's not about the money. It's a business for me, but it's not about the money, you know, because once I help you, I know that, you know, it's just like a ripple effect. If I help you, then it's already taken, financially it'll be already taken care of, because you will refer somebody and somebody will refer. That's how I think. You know, I don't think about money first. I think about where my purpose is, because I am the happiest in my life when I am fulfilling my purpose. So I was glad to receive this letter from a listener, so that lets me know, no matter how many people I have in the chat room, is that I have people that are being touched by anything that's being said on the show. I did want to read, again, this poem is by an unknown author. We usually pick a poet and poem of the week, but I read across this poem, and I wanted to read it because this really was inspired by this letter, and I thought it was very appropriate for, you know, this particular person. The poem is entitled Your Dimension of Greatness, and it goes as follows. No one can know the potential of a life that is committed to win. With courage, the challenge it faces to achieve great success in the end. So explore the dimension of greatness and believe that the world can be won by a mind that is fully committed, knowing that tasks can be done. Your world has no place for the skeptic, nor room for the doubter to stand, to weaken your firm resolution that you can excel in this land. We must have vision to see our potential and faith to believe that we can, then courage to act with conviction to become what God meant us to be. So possess the strength and the courage to conquer whatever you choose. It's the person who never gets started that is destined to forever lose. And I thought that was appropriate for this listener who sent a letter into the show, is because it's saying everything. It's very pitiful, and I will definitely, in fact, I'll put this poem inside the chat room because it's a kind of, sort of a short poem. But I thought it was so appropriate for this listener, and, you know, and like I said, with the poetry, with this poetry show, you know, it's a poetry show for me, but, you know, if you listen to my, my message on my message on the main page is that we intend to use poetry to impact all experiences of life, all parts of life. We intend to motivate, educate, inspire, do all of those things because I feel like poetry has a place. I think everything about life is poetic, and I'm just really fortunate and grateful that I am able to have this show and really show people that it really is. And I really thought this poem was just really on point for this listener, and somehow I'm going to put it on the show page because it's not putting the full poem inside the chat room. I think that is a lot. So I will put that on the show, the main page somehow, and dedicate that to seeking a better life because I certainly appreciate you taking the time in to send this letter into the show. And I'm encouraging anybody that wants to talk to me on a different level about some of the things that they inspire to do is to send in the mailing address is 36500 Ford Road, Suite 284, Westland, Michigan, 48185. The show call-in number is 917-932-8881. I am very open to anyone that is truly looking for a direction in life. And know this, that, you know, I can't give you your purpose, but I can guide you to your purpose. And all the things that you're searching for are already inside of you. It's nothing that I'm giving you. There's no magic tricks or anything like that. These are the things that my job is to help you to discover those things that are already inside of you to, you know, to fulfill in your life. Whatever your purpose is, it's my job and it's my pleasure to help you find that place. But anyway, we're going to continue on. We are excited that, you know, for all of those that are tuning in, the global listeners, as well as the people who are in the chat room, but we'd like to take you this moment to really thank you for tuning into the show. We have 9 more minutes remaining. And again, I just feel very honored. And so, anybody, feel free to send in a letter, and we will talk and expound on any information that you guys you are interested in, and I will do my best to respond in a way that I feel that I can respond to you. I will always keep your name confidential, so, you know, the contact won't be the only thing that's read, but I would never disclose anyone's name. Because that is a part of my business, also confidentiality. So that's very important because when people pour out their hearts to you, they need to know that their information is going to be confidential and safe with you, a person that they're talking to. Okay, we are going to continue on in the show. We are going to I do want to expound just a little bit more on the poem that we read because that's what we do usually too. I think that one of the greatest parts in this particular poem is no one can know the potential of a life that is committed to win. If the key word is committed, addressing the letter and when the young lady said that, you know, she doesn't receive the support from family and friends, probably that she feels that she needs to. But I wanted to encourage her that in this particular poem, right from the get in the first line of the poem, is that no one can know the potential of a life that is committed to win. No one can stop you from your potential, if you are committed to win and you truly want to walk in your divine purpose. With courage, the challenge it faces to achieve great success in the end. So I don't care what you're doing positive in your life, you are going to be met with challenges in your life. It's the way life is. And even myself, I am faced with challenges, but I have to continue on. And, you know, you have to know how to navigate through life. And once you're confronted with any type of problems or circumstances, know how to, you know, remove yourself from it and get past it. That is a committed person. A committed person will, you know, persevere and push forward in their life. They will continue and push forward. So this is one of the things that I want you to leave with from the show today. No matter what, where you are in your life today, tomorrow, if you so choose to have a better quality of life, you can. But it's left up to you to begin the process in stepping toward that. If you need a little help or guidance, you know, you have that. I open myself in, because this is my divine purpose, to help you to that happy place. But it's also up to you to want to continue on that same path, because I can lead you there. But you have to, you know, keep the momentum going in your own life, because ultimately you are responsible for your own life and where it goes. We have, God gives us the strength, the knowledge, and the endurance and the drive, if we so choose to have that in our life, if we stay committed, that we can continue on to our greatness, finding our purpose and walking and living in it. I do want to point out one more thing. It says in the third stanza of this poem is, your world has no place for the skeptic. Now, again, with this young lady, I just want to say to you that you have to remove yourself from people who can't even grasp onto your vision. And just remember that your vision is your vision. So there are going to be plenty of people who don't get it. But, you know, and I had to hood on that one. You know, there are people just ain't gonna get it. But it's up to you to realize that, okay, you know, they may not get it, but I still have to push forward. It says no room for the doubter to stand to weaken your firm resolution. There's no room for that. Don't allow room for that. If it's something that you purpose to do, until you exhaust all of your energy or whatever it is that you're trying to achieve, and you figure out yourself it either is going to be done or not be done, or it is going to be done, don't allow for any people to you know, smash your dreams, smash on the things that you're firm that I want to do this. And it says to weaken your firm resolution that you can excel in this land. So here and now, you have to make that choice that you, no matter what, no matter whether you have the support of your family, no matter whether you have the support of your friends, that this is you have found your purpose and this is what you truly want to do, you have to push for it, you have to fight for it. You must have vision to see your potential, faith to believe that you can, and courage to act. Meaning act means that it's in action, putting it in motion. With no conviction to become what God meant for you to be. So I want to end the show off on that note. Just be committed, and young lady, if you are listening, I welcome you with open arms and receive you with open arms. Again, my email address is authormichellealfred@live.com. The address in which I'm going to start giving out now, since people are finding it anyway, is 36500. Court Road, Suite 284, Westland, Michigan, 48185. Oh, I do have a caller on the air. Let me take this caller. We have 3 more minutes, caller. Caller, you're on the air with the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Who do we have on the line with us?
Hi, this is Dina from Atlanta. I know you don't have that much time. I just wanted to say you're doing an awesome job. I'm the one that's doing the Jamaican trip. I'm with Women Obtaining Wealth. And I just had a quick comment.
Great. Yes.
My comment was, you were talking to this young lady, and I just really love the way you addressed her letter, and I hope she's listening or will listen. And I just want to say that in order for me, and I felt like I was in that same kind of state that she's in now about 6 years ago, and I literally had to pick myself up and move to another state. And I know that sounds drastic, But I knew that in my current condition around the people that were there and influencing me or that was in my life, that I wouldn't have enough courage and I would feel like I couldn't do it being in that same environment. And I literally moved to another state.
Wow.
And I am so happy that I did. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, I know she's working and has a good job and different things like that. But sometimes you really have to examine, you know, how bad you want a better life for yourself. And you may have to do something as, you know, as in removing yourself from a certain comfort zone and situation in order to move forward.
Absolutely, Dina. We have 1 minute remaining, but I am so glad you called into the show. So I'm hoping that the young lady will tune in, and because you are so right that you sometimes you do have to make drastic moves in order to, you know, find your purpose. And I'm so glad that you shared that with us. And coincidentally, the person is from Georgia, so that's wonderful that we have a Georgia person calling in. But we so
all right, well, I'll let
you
go, and I'll listen to the end of the show. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you again, Dina. Have a great day, and we will be joining you in Jamaica.
Yes, okay, see you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. We have 1 more minute remaining in the show. We so appreciate Dina for calling into the show. And, yes, and just really encouraging the letter, the young lady who sent in this letter. And, you know, I certainly appreciate it. And, you know, and this is just the universe with Dina calling in, just the universe really confirming to this young lady that you have purpose in your life. And if you want to really move in your purpose, sometimes you do have to make drastic moves in order to accomplish that. So, again, thank you, Dina, for sharing that with us. And we want to say that I hope that you all have a wonderful afternoon. And just truly, you know, navigate towards your purpose. Whatever you have to do, do that. And, again, I open myself up to you. And until next time, the same place and the same time, have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Guide me until I my